Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Can't you see? You belong to me. My poor heart aches with every step you take.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. From time to time, I bring on special guests that are in the entertainment industry. One such guest is on the line with me today. Her father worked with Conway Twitty, and she has a new album being released in September called Old Soul. You just heard one of those songs debuting here on The Mark White Show, Every Breath You Take. Later on in the program, you'll also hear Get Here If You Can and the song Drive. What an amazing talent Kelly Lang is. I appreciate her joining me here on The Mark White Show today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kelly Lang.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. It's my pleasure.
You consider yourself a singer who is fused with soul and passion. Let's share what that means to you.
I have been called very soulful. You know, I don't necessarily hear that myself, but other people have described that in me, and I'm flattered when they say that, so that's very nice.
Well, what do you hear in yourself?
You know, it's really funny. I rarely listen to things. Once I record it, I generally just kind of set it aside. But this particular album, I can say I have listened to it many times because I did not write the songs, so I can be unbiased and tell you how much I love the actual songs themselves. I can separate myself instead of being responsible, you know?
Do you like to hear yourself sing?
That's a loaded question. Sure. Taking me a while to be able to admit that.
Yeah.
I think that the older I've gotten, my vocal has gotten a bit deeper and a little bit more rich, I think. So, yeah, I don't cringe when I hear it. How about that?
That's almost what Kathy Mattea told me when she came on the show.
When I go back and listen to albums that I've done in the past, I'm like, ooh, it's like it's uncomfortable for me. But this one, for some reason, is relaxing to me. So that's an improvement, right?
It is. And sometimes in the defense of the voice, sometimes it's the type of recording that makes it sound very pitchy and it sounds different. And you're like, that doesn't really sound like me. Depending on the adjustments that are made, we may look and say, I don't really like the way that sounds.
And you know what? In 10 years, I might go, ugh, I can't believe I actually said that. I don't know. It's just, you know, you think you sound a certain way in your head. And then when you hear it back, it's like, wow, I didn't know that. But, you know, I've surrounded myself with some really great musicians, really great co-producer on this album who want the best for me and make sure my sounds are rich and deep. It's almost like I can sing without being any kind of controlled or feeling uncomfortable at all because I know that they will watch my back and make sure it's the best it can be. It's a nice way to just throw caution to the wind and just create. It's beautiful.
You're no stranger to the music industry from a very young age. you were led down this path. And so you have experience from, as you mentioned, some of the names of people you were associated with, you watched. And like any child, any young person, we learn from those experiences. And sometimes we don't even realize we're learning. We're just watching, taking it all in. And then one day you look back and you say, you know what? That really influenced me on the path that I am right now.
Boy, no truer words were ever spoken. My growing up years, I was surrounded by Conway Twitty. My dad was his road manager for 25 years. I saw him in all aspects, whether it be with just fans at the restaurant or whether it be on stage or just hanging around the house. I got to see him in all different modes. I grew up subconsciously actually thinking, wow, that's cool. Wow, he handled that nicely. Or, wow, how does he handle people interrupting his lunch? He was very gracious. He was always kind to people. And I thought, you know, if I ever have that opportunity, I hope to mimic that. Probably not intentionally, but I feel like that was a good example for me. And I had the greatest compliment the other day from my mom. I mean, she always gives me nice compliments or whatever, but this was the ultimate. She said, Kelly, in listening to this new album, it's almost like you have imitated, or not necessarily on purpose, but you have Conway's signature growl. You have the ways he emotes on his songs. And I'm like, really? Because it certainly wasn't something I planned, but it has to be in my mind somewhere as to how I learned how to sing, because he was an ultimate vocalist. And it was just such a great compliment.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and my music taste when it comes to people like Mary Chapin Carpenter, Katie Oslin. I've always liked that sound, Kathy Mattea.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits me in a certain way, and I just love it. There is a type of music that we all like. We kind of pick out a sound of a person, and I've always enjoyed female singers. The message, as you said, when you look at a song, and maybe it's not the greatest sound, but if you listen to the words and you get down into what the real meaning of the song is, I think that you can actually forget about some of the things that we might pick at when it comes to sound and say, you know what, that really has a great message. And as I've gotten older, I'll hear songs that maybe I didn't appreciate as a younger person and start to think there was really something in that. Somebody had a message they wanted to share.
Well, I think a lot of times when we grow and we have gone through life experiences, lyrics have different meaning for us, you know, at different times in our lives. As a songwriter, I have written things that I had not experienced yet. for an example, I wrote a song with a buddy of mine, Bruce Birch, who wrote Wine Into Water and It's Your Call for Reba, and he's a huge writer. And we wrote a song called Single Mother. And then a few years later, I actually became a single mother. So if I had written that during the time or after I had become that, I probably would have written a few more verses. It's harder than I thought. I'm scared to write some things because they seem to always evolve into my life at some point or another, you know, so yes. Real careful with words. But, oh, I am a huge Katie Oslin fan, and her writing and her depth, I find it very flattering when somebody compares me to her, because she had great success later years in her life, and I think she tore open a lot of glass ceilings for women like myself to just keep going. Doesn't matter what place you are in your life. If you've got something to say, it's time to say it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of putting your words on paper and being heard, because we do get one time around in this life. If you don't share it, somebody's missing something that you should have said. I lost my job as a security officer on Monday.
Sorry, Mark.
Oh, it's not. No apologies. It was a sense of relief. I had hung in there for way too long. I'm the kind of guy that won't quit. You have to get rid of me. But I do this radio show, and I thought my purpose was not being there, sitting in an SUV for 12 hours. My purpose was talking to people like yourself and fundraisers for Celia Grace, who's 3 years old, who needs special gene replacement therapy, or Abby Jones, who has epidermolysis bullosa. All of these situations and these things where I really felt I had a real purpose. What I'm saying is that my message after that job to people is, if you have that 100-pound weight physically on your shoulders, would you walk around like that all the time? Or would you choose to release that weight and that burden and see what it feels like to have a lighter load? I'm trying to encourage people to think about maybe the burdens that we carry and not be afraid of change. And in that, we need to share a message when we have an experience like me losing my job on Monday. we need to be willing to share that, because somebody reached out to me just a little while ago and said, hey, I'm facing the same thing at my job, and I just didn't know what to do. To explain to them that, okay, you know what you've got right now with your job. What will happen if you don't have that job and you have an opportunity to release that burden and find something else?
I think God is still in the business of protecting us and guiding us and directing us. And it might not be our plan, but He has a greater purpose or greater need for you possibly than, like you said, sitting in that truck for 12 hours. You can do much more powerful things in other ways that you might not have had the courage to move yourself out of it.
Yes.
So just have faith. I love the saying, leap out into the abyss and a net will appear and catch you. I think that's cool, because you wouldn't have thrown yourself out of the nest, but you you have been thrown for a purpose and for a reason. So you can fly now.
I can immerse myself into these shows, into making a difference in the lives of others. And
sure.
Something that resonates with you is the fact that you were diagnosed with breast cancer. And you are a 15-year breast cancer survivor, maybe 16.
It's 15, yeah. You know what? Sometimes I feel like, why am I still here when so many people that I knew going through that around my time were not? And I honestly went through kind of like a survivor's guilt, if you understand that.
Yes.
And I questioned that for some time. But like you, I turned my vocabulary around and I said, I have a reason. God would not have allowed me to live if I didn't have some reason to be here. And I believe my mission in life is to be a communicator of music or encouragement to people. And when I was going through my breast cancer situation, I knew of no one my age that was going through that. I had nobody to talk to, nobody to look up to or ask questions of. And I promised God when I was going through that, if He could just let me live, that I would be a good influence for other people, kind of like a light at their tunnel, you know. Hopefully I've been that for some people. I don't know. You know, I try to take people to treatments if they need help, or I'm there to talk to people when they call. And it's like a duty of mine, you know, because I don't want somebody else to feel that alone. It was really scary.
Let's talk about that some more when we come back from a break, Kelly. I just covered a story with an organization called Blessing Box Project. The lady who does this, she sends out boxes for women who've had mastectomies. It's comfort to them to know that somebody cares and that mm-hmm. they're not alone. So let's talk right. about that some more when we come back. Will you stick with me, Kelly?
Shoot, yeah. Come on.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Kelly Lang, singer, songwriter, musician. Glad to have her here on The Mark White Show today. Great first segment. I hope you'll stick with us through the second segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is a great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by travelway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an Arab man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by a sailboat, climb a tree and swing rope to rope. Take a sled and slide down the slope into these arms of mine.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I have really enjoyed this conversation so far with Kelly Lang. As a singer-songwriter, I know that you want to put your own personal experiences down on paper. She is a 15-year survivor of breast cancer. When you think about what a person goes through in that battle, and I've covered this again and again through the Mark White Show, you do talk to people who carry a lot of hope and courage, bravery, strength, and you hear that in their voice. Those who have battled cancer in any form, what a wonderful opportunity that Kelly has to be an encouragement to others, to be an inspiration. And this week marks the week that my father, doctor, came in the room and told him, you have aggressive cancer and it's terminal. Mm. And he lasted 3 weeks with cancer, and it was a hard battle, but it led me to this show. It led me to seeing life in a different way. It led Kelly to seeing life in a different way as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kelly Lang.
Thank you, Mark. You know, I have told a few people this before, but it seems imperative that I share this with you right now. When I was 36 years old and I was a single mother of two little girls, they were 9 and 13, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. I went through chemo and radiation. I don't look pretty bald and green, I can tell you that. But, you know, some might say that that could feel like a death sentence. You're facing a really hard wall. I could have gone down that path and really felt sorry for myself, but something inside of me changed. I felt like I turned it from a death sentence to my life sentence. I decided that I was going to live larger and more appreciatively, really look at things more like a tree. I didn't look at it as one big green blob anymore. I looked at details. I looked at leaves and blades of grass more appreciatively, and the clouds in the sky. then I started thinking, okay, what can I do with my life? Whatever little life I might have left, I want to live big. So I started challenging myself, started writing more and putting myself out there more as a creative artist. And one thing led to another. You know, it was just like somebody heard a song that I wrote, which that ended up being in a major commercial recently. That song I wrote during breast cancer treatment. Nothing is created in vain. Everything has got a purpose. It might take a while for it to come to life, but I just really appreciate life even more now than I did before. The other thing I would encourage people to do too, if they have been diagnosed with something very scary like that, is to find humor. Find your favorite comedies to watch. Don't stay in the dark. Don't stay in the doom and gloom. And like what we're going through right now with this pandemic, get out of the house, walk a little bit, exercise a little bit, find a way to be kind to somebody, buy their breakfast behind you in the McDonald's line, or, you know, I mean, if you don't see goodness around you, you be the goodness. You find somebody to help and it'll take the shadows off of you.
Absolutely. What a great message. I think that's a Make a Difference Minute segment's what that is. That's perfect.
It's how I try to live my life. Am I perfect every day? Absolutely not.
Right.
And can I get blue? Absolutely.
Right.
But I know the tool to turn it around, and so I don't stay in that place very long at all.
Well, you're shining your light, and that's the key. We may look around and see a lot of darkness, depending on the angle that we're looking at the world.
Right.
But at the same time, if we keep shining our light, whether it's already light or dark, we're the same. We're going to find ourselves making a difference no matter what anybody else around us is doing. I think a lot
That's
of times
right.
we try to compare ourselves to what somebody else is doing or not doing. You can't control that, but we can control ourselves.
True. And I think so many people these days compare themselves to others via social media.
Yes.
You know, whatever so-and-so's doing, they look like they're living their most fantastic life, traveling the world. You put your best out there, and you want people to see the best in us, and it's like a life photoshopped or something, you know?
Right.
People have to just got to mind their own business and stay in their own lane, and I think it takes a little bit of time and maturity to be able to really understand that lesson.
Absolutely. You never see them unpacking their luggage or packing it back up, and that's no fun, is it?
That's so true. I love that.
I just stayed in a hotel over the weekend. And Cora, my daughter, started putting stuff in the drawers, all the clothes, and setting it up like a house. And as time moved on, we had a lot of things around the room. It's like, I really don't want to pack this stuff up. Whether you're at a 5-star hotel or the family inn, it's all the same. It's the same. You had a bed to sleep in and you had a shower to to get cleaned up.
The only difference is when somebody is giving you room service. And I do like room service.
I want people to know more about your music, Kelly, and I want you to be able to share this exciting news about September, your new album coming out. How do you want listeners to follow Kelly Lang?
Well, if you can please go to my website, kellylang.net. All announcements that will be coming up, you can find me there. And I'm really active on social media, as we were just talking about, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all of the above. I try my hardest to get back to each and every person. Of course, it's a little out of control sometimes, but you can see each week we're going to be evolving a little bit more and telling everybody a little bit more about the album coming out. The album is called Old Soul. And the first single is called Drive, and it's the old Cars song from the 80s. I don't know if you remember any of that era of the music, but
I do.
What we've decided to do is go back in time to when people were happier and the music was played all the time, and you heard it. You still hear these songs in the airwaves of the grocery stores, or you're getting your car cleaned, and it's just like Every Breath You Take, or All By Myself is the last song on the album, which is today, you know, it's just like everybody's living all by themselves. So it worked out perfect for that. But but these songs all bring me back to a place in time that was safe feeling, or
yes,
happier or whatever.
Yeah.
Or memories that get tweaked with, you know, hearing a certain song. So I felt like if I love these songs, maybe the listener would like them too, you know. And so far, so good. So we've had a really great rollout. I went ahead and sent a lot of these albums to be pre-listened to by some artist friends of mine that I respect a lot, just to give their thoughts on them. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees, Olivia Newton-John, Mac Davis, B.J. Thomas, a lot of people, Lee Greenwood, have written back such kind remarks on this, and I'm floored. You know, I guess everybody has a fondness for these type of songs, so I'm really happy about that.
Oh, that's great. Well, again, I want people to go to kellylang.net. I've really enjoyed having you on the program today to share your story and to share about this new album coming out in September. What's the date of release?
September the 18th. I've got another single coming out August the 28th. I will also be on Huckabee performing one of the songs on the album on August the 29th. So
awesome.
Hopefully you guys can watch on that. We'll be having another song as an online version for you to be able to see from the Huckabee evening, too.
Very cool. Well, tell Governor Huckabee he's welcome to come on the Mark White Show as well.
You met him?
I have not, but he was up in Tennessee at a buddy of mine's home. Huckabee went out in the country to Tennessee to go see him. He said, well, Huckabee just left. I was like, that's great.
He's a nice man. He really is. He's turned into a friend, and I'm just really honored to have his support.
Well, you just tell him he's always welcome on the Mark White Show.
I sure will.
Well, I've really enjoyed having you on, Kelly Lang, and appreciate you and look forward to getting to talk to you again. But again, I tell people to go to kellylang.net to find out more about Kelly Lang music, and best wishes with all the things that are coming up in August and in September with your new album.
Thank you so much. And your support means the world. And, you know, yes, music is a conduit to getting people's attention, but the fact that you understand that the message behind the music is of value and more important, you know, can help change people's lives, that really makes me happy. That's my mission.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much, Kelly. I want you to check out her music at kellylang.net. So excited to have her on the program today. And as always, we're sharing the stories of difference makers to encourage us all to make a difference where we can.
No, you can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh no. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Oh, well, you can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. No. Who's gonna drive you home?
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Do you ever have the desire to be someone else, or like someone else, or are you comfortable in your own skin? Do you have confidence in just being you, or do you find yourself looking at the beauty, wealth, and status of others and wish you had a different life? What I want you to know is that you are amazing just the way you are. Believe in yourself. You are the only you on this earth, and that is so special. Since I'm an actress, and in the public eye, so many people tell me that they wish to be me. I'm always really surprised when I hear these words. Why be me when you are perfect as you? I'm grateful if I can inspire someone to follow their dreams, but I want them to know that they are special just the way they are. What makes you unique and amazing is not what you have, or what you do, or how you look. Beauty comes from the inside. We do not have to look a certain way to be good enough. We do not need to have the perfect skin, perfect hair, perfect body type, or perfect job. Perfection is not the goal. Don't try to match unrealistic standards, because if you do, you will just hurt your self-confidence. I believe that everyone is beautiful and unique in their own way. We are all different. That's what makes the world so interesting. It wouldn't be fun if we were all the same. Instead of trying to match unrealistic standards in society, you need to work on loving yourself just the way you are. Confidence and self-love are the key to moving forward and being happy. When you learn to love yourself, you won't feel like you need to match society's idea of beautiful. You can be your own beautiful. Nothing is more amazing than seeing a person who loves themselves, imperfections and all.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from the Mark White Show.
How can someone see how great you are?
Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others.
Embrace who you are and be the best you can be.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is coming up next.
Be happy, be confident, and always live your life sunny side up. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from the Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. The Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is coming up next. Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware.
Your dependable service center.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
Right now, I have on the line with me Dawn Compton, founder of Blessing Box Project.
My life changed on March 16th of 2018. I had gone in December for a mammogram. I was behind. There's a nugget there. I went in and had one done in December, and they needed me to come back. I also am a full-time grandma. I'm blessed to be able to take care of our grandchildren every day. So I told them, I have an obligation. I'll come at spring break. Our daughter is a teacher. Fast forward to March 16th, they discovered a spot. We did biopsy, and by April 20th, I had had a double mastectomy and deep flap reconstruction and had set my feet firmly on the path. And during that time, I started making things for others, because having cancer will make you crazy if you just sit still and take that. While I was doing something for others, I would not focus on myself, but I would pray for whoever, whatever I was doing was going to. And that helped me truly keep my sanity and my strength about this. You know, there's power in kindness. My email is dawnc_77418@yahoo.com. Pray for the project, because it grows every day.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
Right now, I have on the line with me a New Yorker from Long Island, just like Kyla Carter, who has Kyla's Corner on the Mark White Show, and her name is Kiera Stella. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kiera.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You were involved with a benefit for Duke Cancer Research for Angels Among Us.
Yeah, so my cousin actually passed away last year from a brain tumor, and so this was something that I really wanted to be a part of, and something that I felt was in my heart, something that I had to do. And so that was just an amazing experience to get to stand beside all those survivors and be on the stage with them, and just to see them smile from me singing. It meant so much, and that's something that I will always remember.
Talk about the connections that you make through those stories and what you would like to do with the name recognition that you have now.
One of my biggest connections has been with my cousin and with Angels Among Us. I am so open for any charity event or anything that I can support. I'd love to be a part of it. I still talk to those people from that event. Those are some connections that I'm always going to have. Be sure to check me out on KieraStella.com and follow me on all social media platforms.
I want you to check out KieraStella.com. That's KieraStella.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
I saw where a book is now complete. It's called The Hand Hug, and I would like to welcome back my friend Nikki Spears.
Hi, Mark. Getting that book in my hands today, I'm telling you, I can't even describe the feeling. It was just no words. But as a little girl, I struggled with negative thoughts, and I didn't know how to escape that. So when I became a teacher and a principal, I wanted to help kids learn to get out of that mode. And so this book is all about transforming negative thoughts. It's all about the power of gratitude, the power of kindness. All of that's tucked into this one little book. The kids, when they're feeling anxious, they're feeling worried, they have strategies. They have some tools that they can go to help them transform that so that they can enjoy every moment of their lives. Go to my website, Nikki, N-I-K-I. Spears, SPEARS.com.
Folks, we have been talking to my friend Nikki Spears, and I'm so excited for her. The Hand Hug by Baylor Books, named after her granddaughter. Her granddaughter turns 1 year old on August 12th, and the book will be released on the same day. I'm excited about that and hope that you'll find that book, share it with your children, share it with those that you love, and let it influence and impact their life. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
And I have a very special guest on the line right now, 11-year-old Lucy Blaylock, and she has Lucy's Love Blankets. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lucy.
Thank you.
Tell me about this blanket effort and why you started it.
I started it in second grade because I wanted other kids to feel like they could be loved.
What are some of the things that people have said to you about the blankets?
A lot of people are just usually really grateful. There was a video of a girl that we gave the blanket to the other day. It's on Instagram, and it's a little cookie and milk blanket. And just seeing those videos and pictures that people send back really helps me, makes me want to keep doing it. It's just a relief knowing that what I'm doing is helping other people.
And I want you to donate to the effort through Venmo, and that's venmo.com/Veronica-Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K. And on PayPal at paypal.me/Veronica Blaylock, all one word. So support this effort, Lucy's Love Blankets. I want you to go to Instagram. I want you to go to Facebook. I want you to follow this effort. Again, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. We love talking to you.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Greens Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware.
Your dependable service center.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
Yesterday, as I was talking to Hilda Smith, she shared with me about Jeff Carter and this special event out of Hamilton, Alabama called Pine Hills and Oak Hollers Child Classic. And right now, I have Jeff Carter with me on the line. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jeff.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on. It started in 2010, but I had a good friend from Hamilton. His son came down with leukemia. He went to St. Jude's in Memphis, and he went through about 3 years of him and his mom and dad, their lives kind of being turned upside down with cancer treatments and rehab and all the stuff that those kids endure. And as he went through that and towards his end of his journey, he had signed up several applications to get hunt. I've been blessed to be able to hunt my whole life. So I told his dad, I felt like that God had put this on my heart. I felt like it was our opportunity to give back.
We have been talking to Jeff Carter. He is the founder of Pine Hills and Oak Hollers Child Classic in Hamilton, Alabama. I want you to find them on Facebook, where they are taking sick children on hunts. What is your message? Where can people go to be a partner?
My name again is Jeff Carter. My phone number is 205 412-4761.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
Right now on the line, I have Mayanna Wick. She's just a driver of a small block Chevy, naturally aspirated, six-speed sequential, approximately 800 horsepower Indy car.
So my family and I had moved around for about 3 years pretty consistently when I was about 6 years old to about 9 or 10. My dad, he was extremely mechanically inclined. He did some motocross stuff when he was younger. So he ended up building my family a shareable go-kart, which was so hilarious because, I mean, I was like closer to 10 at this point. Me, 10 years old, driving the same car as my dad. It was so fun. We started as a whole family, and then, you know, I just really started taking to it and loving it. You can follow me at Mayanna Wick on Instagram and Mayanna Wick Racing on Facebook. MiannaWick and Racing. If you would like to send me a message or comment, I'd love to hear from you.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
In this particular show, I have Sandy Naramore. Sandy is on the program to talk about magic moments. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sandy.
Hello, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. But we are a wish-granting organization, but we are very unique, and there are two major things that make us unique. The first is that we are exclusive for children in the state of Alabama who have life-threatening conditions that they are faced with. We call what we do for the children magic moments. And the other thing that sets us apart is because we are smaller and only focus on children in our state, we're able to do more for them after they've received their magic moment.
If you want to be a magic maker, if you want to do fundraising for us, if you want to be a volunteer at our marathon that we hold, if you want to come and volunteer at our family camp for us, get to know our families, all those opportunities are on our website. And again, it's magicmoments.org.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
This is Parker and Gimpton, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.